This weekend, there were 11 mass shootings in the U.S., 13 if you include Friday. As gun violence continues to take an immeasurable toll, cities and communities across America, with a physical toll comes a psychological one as well. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Allison Holman, professor of psychological science and nursing at UC Irvine and co-author of a study on the effects of reading and watching coverage of tragic events. Professor Holman, thank you for joining us. These stories have been piling up. Are you concerned at all about the effects this will have on the average American psyche?
Yes, actually, I am. I'm very concerned. I think that the past couple of years in this country have been a cascade of many crises. And I think that what we've seen in the past is that when people experience these events, both either live or in person or on the media, extensively on the media, they can experience higher levels of post-traumatic stress type symptoms and become more distressed.
So what kind of self-care can we undertake as these things continue to happen?
The most important thing, I think, is for people to pay attention to how much time they're spending watching the media. If you are engaging with a lot of media about these kinds of events, I would recommend that you stop. I recommend people not do doom scrolling and that they pick a couple of sources of media that they consider very reputable and stick with those and limit the amount of time they spend engaging with the media about it.
While it could be a problem to overdo it, are there some benefits to some elevated levels of stress because of situations like this?
Yeah, I mean, of course, some stress can actually hopefully motivate people to do something about it. That ideally would be the case, and we are seeing some of that where people are trying to come together. Members of Congress are trying to come together to come up with some common sense approaches to how to spate these how to curb the spate of violence, but I'm not sure how far they'll get because their track record hasn't been as good as we would like, I guess.
What's the balance between doom scrolling and being informed?
Yeah, really, really good question. It's really, doom scrolling is engaging in way too much. It's constantly looking, going through and through and through, oftentimes on social media. And the balance is that, you know, you don't need to see the same things over and over or different perspectives on it. And I think it's really important to understand that when you engage with a lot of the social media apps, one of the things that they focus their work, their stories on is to engage your emotions intensely. And it's important to know that they are, that there's that actual attention grabbing, phenomenon going on. And when you engage with media that's more reputable in some cases and more balanced, you can get like, okay, here's what the story is, here's what's going on. And I think that's a really, it's really important to see the media not as something that's trying to make you emotionally charged, but rather something that's trying to inform you. So find a couple sources, use those sources, and you know, limit the amount of time that you spend engaging with stories of this kind of stuff.
And these stories are extremely tough as they are, but then you've got the pandemic overlaid over the past 2 years. I mean, how has that impacted all of this?
I think what we're seeing, as I mentioned in the beginning, is that our country is experiencing what we call, my colleagues and I call, a cascading series of chronic stress, of stressors. And we've got the pandemic, we've had the emotional, economic downturn. We've had people in emotional crises over losses. The country's grieving over a million people dead from the pandemic and the family members. So we have people dealing with cascading crises. And, you know, I think we can't underestimate the impact that those cascading events are having on people. And we have the war in Ukraine. Plus, we have the mass shootings constantly. And people need to see things calm down. I think people need to see that things aren't as chaotic as they seem to be right now. And I think that one of the ways that we can encourage people is to have people limit the amount of time they spend on the media, but also get engaged in doing something in their communities to help other people, to help create those ties that help make communities more resilient through neighbors and community engagement.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Allison Hallman is professor of psychological science and nursing at UC Irvine.